Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The owners of a pizzeria that closed early in the pandemic have reimagined their concept to include a market.
We're really trying to be there for our guests.
It's just one example of how the pandemic has impacted the restaurant business model.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 707 Chestnut Street with Rosita Lamberti, who is Director of Restaurants for Aldo Lamberti Family of Restaurants. Tell me where we are, Rosita.
Thank you so much, Hadass. It's nice to have you. We are at Lamberti Pizza and Market, like you said, right at 707 Chestnut Street. We recently opened our doors with a brand new concept, and we're just so excited about it. So our concept is both pizza and market. So you can come in, you can grab a slice of pizza to go. We have ready-made sandwiches, pastas, entrees, and then we have a whole grab-and-go section that has vegetable sides, again, entrees, soups, sauces, fresh-made pasta, things that you can grab and then take home with you to heat up.
So how much has the pandemic influenced what you're opening, what your concept is?
It actually influenced it a lot. This is an official comeback. We were actually down the street, just two doors down, and we were forced to close down because of the pandemic. We were missing the tourist traffic. People started working from home, so that lunch traffic from people working in the area, as well as the tourists visiting the Independence Visitor Center and the other tourist attractions in the area, were really our bread and butter. That's how, you know, that's what we thrived on. And when the pandemic hit, our original location was Pizza Fresca. We tried to keep our doors open for delivery and takeout, but ultimately we were just missing that traffic. So we closed. We had the opportunity to rent this larger space a few months later. So my father, Aldo, reimagined it with a little bit of a different concept. So it's meant for convenience. It's fast, but without compromising flavor and quality of the food that we are known for as Lamberti Family Restaurants.
So how will reimagining the, you know, the lunch traffic and the grab and go, how does that influence your business? Do you anticipate if people are not coming in to sit down that they will come in to grab and go?
So far, yes, we've actually seen guests are really excited about it. So they do. They come in and grab something for lunch, and then at the same time, they'll take something home for later. And that's the idea. That's what we're hoping to introduce our guests to, is that you can come in and you can actually even grab dinner for the family. It doesn't just have to be you. And if you have picky eaters and things of that nature, then you can get something special just for them. And we're trying to make it super affordable too, especially given the last year, year and a half with the pandemic. We're really trying to be there for our guests and do what we can.
So it is grab and go, but you have people at the counter that are making foods fresh and packing it, or they can pack it?
Yes, we do. We have people at the counter. So it's grab and go with the refrigerated market section. But then if you walk down the counter, you'll see that we have sandwiches that we can heat up that are ready to go. We have entrees that are ready to go that we can heat up for you, as well as pizza by the slice.
It seems like you're getting more and more casual, because you also have Cafe Albo Lamberti in Cherry Hill, which is white tablecloth. You have Positano Coast, which is an old city. Tell me about your evolution.
Well, I mean, that's my dad right there. So he is the creative genius behind our family of restaurants. So I think that people still love Cafe Aldo Lamberti, and luckily we've been busy, as has Positano Coast. We've been busy, and, you know, we're just trying to cater to what else is out there. So if you want the fine dining experience and live in the Jersey area or willing to drive over the bridge, you can come visit us at the cafe. If you're looking for a little bit more fun, maybe something with happy, buzzy brunch with bottomless mimosas, etc., you can go to Positano. And if you're looking for something quick and fast and, you know, just in the mood for pizza, salads, sandwiches, you come here.
How has the past year been for you, and how do you envision the comeback for not just you, but all the restaurants?
So, to be totally frank, March of 2020 was a really scary time for the restaurant industry as a whole. When the mandates for closures came, we really didn't know what to do. I will say that my dad, Aldo, the day they announced the closures, he said, "We're not going to close. We are opening tomorrow, and we're going to be doing takeout and delivery." And we did. We created systems. It was a little bit challenging at first. We didn't really know what we were doing. We had never really done takeout in most of the restaurants, but we did. And then, you know, slowly but surely, we had a lot of loyal guests really support us. And that was, you know, that was the most amazing thing. And I think I've heard that over and over from other restaurateurs, just how loyal the guests were. Because everyone, you know, everybody loves restaurants. Everyone loves going out. Food is life. You know, my life revolves around food. I'm Italian, but I'm also in the restaurant business. But what we found was that people really wanted restaurants to survive. So whether they were ordering delivery, whether they were ordering takeout, curbside pickup, depending on which restaurant, that is how we made it through. And then with our outdoor dining, we expanded our outdoor dining at most of our restaurants, and we were able to cater to those guests that wanted outdoor dining. And we really did see a lot of guests come visit, and loyalty, etc. So I think restaurants are ready for a comeback. I think as the mandates are being lifted, people are ready to go out. We've seen an uptick in reservations as well as a downtick in takeout orders. So it's been an interesting turnover, as you could say, in the last month or so.
It sounds like as far as the restaurant industry is going, you are kind of situating yourself in a position to diversify, because you've got casual, you've got white tablecloth, you've got, you know, the bottomless brunch.
We are. I think that, you know, over the course of time, we've established ourselves. We have a great reputation. People recognize our name, and they recognize the quality of our food. So they know whether it's a fine dining experience, a fun brunch experience, or grabbing pizza, that you're getting the same quality of food, even if the ambiance is different.
All right, so tell me about the market. Let's walk to the cases. Yeah, I wanna kind of, so we're walking in the restaurant and we're going to the cases. You've got cases on one side and pizza on the other. Yeah.
So this here is our refrigerated section. So you can see we have a little bit of everything. So we have prepared foods, we have salads, we have pastas, we have some chicken dishes, we have our famous garlic bread, which we have at most of our locations, some sides, some sandwiches, but then we also have, you know, jars of olives that are ready to go. We have soups and sauces that are ready to go. We have a handmade pasta that we collectively work with Toludo's. So you can buy handmade pasta, and you can buy a jar of sauce, and you can take it to go. We're expanding our offerings a little bit. So now we have some cheeses, some burrata, some salamis. So you can, you know, you can make a feast. And then, of course, we have desserts here.
This seems a little bit like the business model that DeBruno's brothers started with.
I think a little bit, yeah. DeBruno's is definitely one of my favorite places, but they definitely brought to the Philadelphia market, I think, the grab-and-go section. What differentiates us a little bit, I think, is all of these items on this side that are ready to go that we can heat up for you. So there we have pulled pork, we have roast beef, stromboli, calzone. Then we have entrees that mimic what's in the refrigerated section, but that are ready to be heated for you so that you can eat them here or take them back to the office or wherever it is you're going. Sandwiches that we can also heat up, ready to go. The fried chicken is particularly popular, as is my favorite, of course, the roast pork and broccoli rabe. And then we have a variety of pizzas, so many to choose from, that you can order by the slice. You could also order pizza whole if you have a little bit more time.
You started to talk about the desserts?
We did talk about the desserts. We have a variety of, actually a variety of options here. So we have cheesecake, we have tiramisu. Really popular has been our tres leches cake, as well as our limoncello cake. In fact, we might have run out of the tres. Oh, no, there it is, the tres leches cake right over there. And then we have frozen desserts over there, too. So especially as it gets warmer out, like this unseasonably warm spring weather we're having, we have some frozen desserts, some gelatos, some sorbets that are ready to go.
Oh, these are beautiful. What are these, like plastic champagne flutes?
They are actually glass.
Glass? You're buying a glass?
You are buying a glass. And we have chocolate hazelnut, limoncello, and then guava mango.
Guava mango.
Yeah.
Wow. These are beautiful. And then do you guys make these or order them, the gelato?
We order them. We don't make the gelatos. We get them from an Italian company, which you might be familiar with, Bindi. They have some great, great, great desserts.
Oh, what is this? The orange?
Yes,
gelato
yes,
in the orange?
Those are sorbet. So it's a sorbet, actually, in the whole fruit. So adds a little bit of different spin to things.
And what's this bomba down there?
That is, I want to say it's vanilla and chocolate ice cream with a maraschino cherry in the middle. And then I found today, every time I come here, every single day, we have something new going on. So there's four different kind of bombas going on. Now there's a peanut butter one, a passion fruit one, and that green one might be mint.
Are these like traditional Italian desserts?
These are traditional Italian desserts. I think they do have a little bit of maybe an American spin to them, just a touch, but they are desserts that you can find in Italy, especially those sorbets.
What kind of renovation did you have to do? I know this was Rosa Blanca. That was fancy, not a market.
It was certainly different. There was a bar here that we reimagined. That's where our grab-and-go case is. We brightened it up. There was a lot of teal and other colors in here, so we painted everything white. You know, we have quartz. We had a Philadelphia artist, Sean Martirano, I want to say his name is, who painted these various graphics throughout the restaurant with ingredients like fresh vegetables, salami, things that we use within the actual restaurant in our items. And we really wanted to brighten it up. And what I've actually heard a lot of guests say when they've walked in is just, they walk in and they're like, oh, it's so bright, it's so airy, it's so clean and neat in here. Yeah. So, yeah, which is nice.
What are your goals or expectations for this year?
So, you know, we're excited that we were able to open. It took a long time for us since we originally rented the space to the time that we opened recently. And we're looking to grow our grab-and-go offerings as well. So, like I said, we just added the cheese and the salami. We'll be adding cookies and crackers and jams and things of that nature. You know, I think as more and more people go back to work, I think I keep hearing a lot of people that I know are going back to their offices in September. I think there's going to be an increase in guest flow, and we're really excited about that.
All right. Where can people find you online?
LambertiPizzaMarket.com.
Rosita Lamberti is Director of Restaurants for Aldo Lamberti Family of Restaurants, and their newest addition to the family is here at 707 Chestnut Street. It's called Lamberti Pizza and Market. Thank you so much, Rosita.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.